Luna enters Scorpio, and Jupiter turns retrograde. Today, it's a John Ashbery poem. Welcome to episode 93 in season 5 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Sunday, June 20th, 2021. The Libra moon reaches a quincunx to Piscean Neptune in his trine to Cancer Mars at 1:36 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Okay, so today seems to be a genuine reference to the kind of poetry and wordplay that makes no obvious or perhaps even genuine logical sense. I'm talking about the kind of poetry written by John Ashbery. Stuff that I was personally interested in 30 years ago, poems that I bought and began reading and thought that someday I'd sit down and figure out exactly what they were trying to say. Here's an example. To pass through pain and not know it. A car door slamming in the night. To emerge on an invisible terrain. Luna squares Capricorn Pluto in his quincunx to Gemini Sol at 6:37 a.m. Well, you almost get the sense that this stuff does make sense, or at least it does to someone else. Someone in authority? Well, here's some more. The next few lines of the same poem. So the luck of speaking out a little too late came to be worshipped in various guises. A mute actor. A future saint intoxicated with the idea of martyrdom. Luna biquintiles Neptune in his waxing sextile of Pluto at 11:36 a.m. Hey, this stuff is starting to make some actual sense, even if it's only in the context of my own experience. Expect something to come into beautiful focus and make sense to you today as well. Something intimately personal, and something only the people who know you and care about you the most would understand. Here are the next couple of lines of that poem. And our landscape came to be as it is today, partially out of focus, some of it too near. The middle distance, a haven of serenity and unreachable, with all kinds of people and plants waking and stretching. Luna begins an unusual air-water grand trine with a trine to Sol in his trine to Piscean Jupiter at 11:52 a.m., and then goes void, of course, for 1 hour and 6 minutes. Weird, isn't it, how disparate ideas and words seem to belong together and make something near perfect, even if that perfection has nothing to do with making sense. And then the next lines of the poem. Calling attention to themselves with every artifice of which the human genre is capable. And they called it our home. Luna enters Scorpio at 12:58 p.m. So the plot thickens. Secrets abound. Something tempts you to attempt your own appropriation of somebody else's poetry for the sake of getting your own thoughts out from between your ears and out into the world. Jupiter turns retrograde until October 18th at 4:06 p.m. So this amounts to just over 17 weeks, 4 months. Let's see where the poetry we've been gifted takes us. Certainly to some important place within, a kind of memory palace, in fact. Luna completes that unusual grand trine with a trine to Jupiter at 4:35 p.m. Expect to feel moved by something you read that takes you back to the first time you read it. I first read this poem over and over about 30 years ago, and then stopped for around the next 28 years or so. Rereading these lines brought me right back there. Here they are. No one came to take advantage of these early reverses. No doorbell rang. Yet each day of the week, Once it had arrived, seemed the threshold of love and desperation again. Luna biquintiles the Gemini Dragon's Head in its sextile to Aries Chiron at 7:17 p.m. Oh, this is the line that made the music that took me where I needed to go. Expect to get there yourself today. At night it sang in the black trees. My mindless, oh, my mindless, oh. Luna squares unaspected Leo Mars at 10:29 p.m. Okay, so I could never write this stuff myself. I just want to. Actually, I was able to in high school, although for a very short window of time. Much too short. Something cut it off, and I don't know what that was. Expect to remember the same sort of wonderful but lost capacity from your own youth. Here are the next couple of lines. And it could be that it was Tuesday, with dark, restless clouds and puffs of white smoke against them, and below, the wet streets that seem so permanent, and all of a sudden the scene changes. Okay, so that poem is called A Wave. It's by John Ashbery, the art critic and poet who died in 2017, and is considered one of the finest American poets of the 20th century. It's fairly long at about 700 lines, and I don't think I'll be reading much more Ashbery on the podcast, although I kind of would love to. You can read about John Ashbery on Wikipedia or on the website devoted to his work, but I don't recommend either. Just borrow one of his books from the library and try reading him for yourself. Reading him is a bit like looking at a very enigmatic, abstract painting. He's well worth spending time with, at least little snippets of time here and there. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.